Dyer's Daily.
I've done a fair few taste testing videos now, and if you're not familiar with that term, it is basically how it sounds. You take something that you want to try, perhaps that you haven't tried before, and you taste it on camera and you give your opinion. And I tend to do it fairly dry. Other people put a little bit more flair into it. There's kind of more edits. Some go outside, some stay in, some bring the outside in. And there's just so many different ways of doing it. And if you think you've seen them all by watching one, you're wrong. I mean, there are just so many different angles on it. And one in particular that I have really enjoyed watching, because I love her sense of fun, the way in which she's so enthusiastic about these things and incredibly relatable. It's like a friend kind of introducing you to something, and she's kind of saying what we're thinking, which I think is the mark of a really good taste tester on YouTube. Her name is Karam, and I do apologize if I haven't pronounced your name correctly. And she tends to do these videos where she says, right, I'm going to go to a bakery, you know, of a massive chain and try everything on the menu. And I've watched ones recently where she's tried all of the Colin the Caterpillar range. She's tried things from TGI Fridays, I think, at one point. And I like the kind of scaled down nature of it. Like I said, I enjoy her sense of fun. And although the videos at times are 20 minutes long, it doesn't always feel like that, because it feels like she's addressing you constantly. Some YouTubers kind of go off on a tangent. I don't feel like she does. She also tends to include little other bits, like things that are going through her mind. So if the football's on, she'll mention about that, or you know, Love Island. So it kind of feels like visiting a friend and seeing things, you know, from these menus, sometimes in her house, sometimes in her car. Nice little bit of variety. I'll be putting the link down in the comments for you to be able to check out her channel. I do highly recommend it, and I look forward to seeing what she does next. And if you're listening, all the best for the future.
Dyer's Daily.